You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSC has closed its doors on this first day of the new trading week. So with me for the 5 o'clock shadow is Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, when we came in this morning and when I was looking at the screens in the early hours of this morning, I thought to myself, this is going to be a bloodbath on the JSC, but not at all. It was down, yes, but it wasn't that bad.
Yes, quite right. I mean, if you've taken a survey of brokers, even Saturday night or Monday morning at half past seven, and said, will you take 184 points down, 53,812 on the All Share, they would have all leapt at that, because the feeling was that the markets were really going to get pounded lower. And so the fact that we didn't is quite a relief. Just before our market opened, or as we were opening, the Dow Jones futures swung into a positive shortly after you and I spoke, in fact.
Yes.
And that that brought some buying and halted some of the selling, gave people a chance to think about it. So it wasn't the bloodbath we were expecting. I suppose, you know, we also seen 10 cent quite a bit lower, I think 4% down in Hong Kong, Nasdaq finishing only 1% down. So for various factors, not as much sold off as we'd expected.
Let's be analytical now, Greg, and methodical, and go through the Stock Exchange News Service announcements as they came out chronologically. Stadia Holdings Limited, interim results of the 6 months ended 30th of June, share price down 3.1% as far as I can see.
Yes, I mean, it's a stock that's been under pressure for some time. Those numbers actually didn't look too bad. I didn't have a chance to drill down into them. Just quickly getting a chart up here of where the share was trading at the beginning of the year. And as in most cases, it was higher. Beginning of February, it was trading 404 cents, finished today at 280 cents. So after putting in a low around 267, so recovery towards the end of the day. But I just think that whole education model has probably got a little too pricey for most people. And I think you know, they're going to have to rejig the whole outlook on that one.
Yes, I think so too. Anyway, Stadia Holdings Limited and the other one, Curo Holdings, very, very good business models, great ideas. Chris van der Merwe, really, really good CEO. But I don't know, I don't think people have the money anymore, Greg.
Yes, that's the thing. It's just type of recession where you feel like people maybe do have the money, but they don't want to spend it because they're expecting worse times ahead. So everybody's cutting back on luxuries and perhaps looking at less expensive alternatives.
Redefined Properties, pre-close investor roadshow, down 3.4%.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. And I mean, I've got a couple of people ringing in and saying, but you know, if you look at the sense, they're more or less saying from today, which is Monday the 26th, they're going to do one-on-one pre-close meetings with interested investors. But then as the day rolls on, the share price finishes down 3.3% from 8 Rand down to 7.73, which is obviously way worse than the market was. So one wonders what's in that pre-close briefing that's troubling the market.
In general, though, don't you think the property market, despite the fact that it had an awful 2018, and I think the overall index was down something like 25-26%, don't you think it's got more to go? Because when you go around Sandton, which is the area, the very salubrious area where you live, don't you see to let signs everywhere, especially in the office space?
Definitely, because I live in Predman, and if you walk up the way towards the Barron, which I often do, there's a lot of buildings standing empty. Obviously, Discovery left their premises there. Actually, the SA Breweries old headquarters, which is there, is being turned into relatively inexpensive blocks of flats. So people taking existing infrastructure and having to sort of almost redevelop it. The old ENS, the attorneys, their old building has been changed into a hotel, which is quite close to the Gautrain. But everyone's just built a bigger, smarter building up the road and then left empty buildings all over Sandton.
It's almost like the retail space where there's a really good shopping centre, I mean, to wit, Village Walk. And then Village Walk has now been turned into something else. But the spending is shifting from location to location. And I understand why people have to upgrade their facilities, because shopping in Johannesburg, because you've got nothing else to do, is a destination. Shopping is a day out. You have to go out and you have to have the kids with you and they can go and play and I don't know what I'm talking about. about, but I understand that shopping is not just going to buy some groceries.
Yeah,
it's a day out.
I think ultimately malls are going to be a place where you go to have a coffee or a sandwich, or maybe watch a movie. But retail seems to have moved on to online, which seems a lot simpler. You know, when there's a call for me downstairs and say, Digger, your thing from Take a Lot has arrived. It's almost like getting a present from Santa, even though you've paid for it.
Greg, if I gave you the code PRX, what would you say to me? And don't put it into your system. If I said to you PRX, what would you say?
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell.
If I said to you process, what would you say?
Oh, yes. That's going to be the new code for the part of NusPass, which is unbundling and is going to be listed in the Netherlands, which was all signed off. There was a meeting, an AGM, at NusPass's offices in Cape Town on Friday, and it got a 95% approval.
Okay. If I was a shareholder, just to spite people, I would say, I'm sorry, no, the name's wrong. Because it says here, NusPass Limited, publication of the process prospectus. Try and say that with your teeth out.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Publication of the process prospectus. What is process? Come on now.
It's a very poor choice of names. I don't know why they didn't ring me up to sign off on that one. But, the process is
the process of the process prospectus is – it's. I mean, come on now. Supergroup, which is another terrible name, Supergroup, up 3.25% today after its results, which came out for the year ended the 30th of June. What happened?
Yeah, the results, much anticipated as well, came out at 3:10 this afternoon. And it was just almost the psychology of how beaten down traders and investors are. You know, everyone's long Supergroup and hoping for the best, but expecting the worst, really. And so when the numbers were a slight beat, really, I thought, the share price jumped up 3.2%, finished at R28.75. Again, I'll go back to the beginning of the year's price in February. It was trading around 36 Rand. So a nice 3% bounce today, but certainly still needs a lot of work to get to this month, this year's high.
Yes, indeed. And then straight after that, that was an announcement that came out at 15:09 Johannesburg time. And then after that, we had Blue Label Telecoms Limited. It said, referral to the Cell C press announcement. I've just spoken to David Shapiro, to whom we'll be speaking tomorrow afternoon on the 5 o'clock shadow. He was up in arms about this. And he was really ranting about it. I mean, off air and a little bit on air as well. But he talked about the Cell C press announcement. He, as an accountant, said, "Tell us the truth, please."
Yes, like I think he and I were saying on the pod last week. It's often not the crime; it's the cover up, really. Especially with listed companies when they don't give, exact details. And David's been watching this one very closely. I think it is close to his heart. And he's been giving quite good updates on his Twitter handle about the S&P ratings and so on. That came out at 10:40. The share price had an interesting range this morning, looking quite strong. Traded as high as R2.78 and finished the day down 3.3% back to R2.63. So the market taking a dim view of events. I mean, at the beginning of this year, it was R6.10. So beyond, a 50% drop.
Yeah, indeed. Talking about bad names for a company, Clientel Limited. Preliminary results for the year ended 30th of June. This came out at 5 o'clock today. And dividends declared increased by 5%. But it sounds like an eye cream. It doesn't sound like a company.
Yeah, to the word, you sort of look at it and you go, "What is that French?" the share price. So obviously that sense came out at the 5 o'clock bell, so the market wouldn't have had time to react. I'll just give you the share price today, unchanged at $14.65. Beginning of the year, it was around R16.90. So as has always been the trend here, it's a little bit lower. I see they increased the dividend. I should imagine it doesn't look too bad. We'll see how the market reacts tomorrow.
I quite like the way that they present the results. So it says here, commentary, yes. And then it says introduction. Then it says, the high unemployment rate and dire state of the economy has had a negative effect on our clients. Unsurprisingly, this has resulted in a disappointing set of results for the Clientel Group. And they put a little French accent over the E for Clientel. So it's not just Clientel. It's not an acute accent. It's a grave accent for Clientel. Oh, yeah. New business volumes, although marginally higher than last year, are below expectations for the traditional telesales and independent field advertisers channels, etc., etc. Do we know anything about Clientel?
That's not one to follow closely, but I'm just glancing through. Diluted headline earnings per share decreased by 18%. Mm. So what they're saying in the commentary there, it's just borne out. And then they give, sometimes they try and sort of give you a couple of red herrings here. The value of new business, 300 million. Sounds impressive, but what was it prior to that? And so
what does it do? Is it an insurance company?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have a look at the spot prices. Dollar rand is 15.25. British pound against the rand is 18.64. And the euro rand is 16.93. With the euro dollar, 111.10. Moving on to the all-important gold price, which has a surge in the last 36 hours. 15.30, which is up $3 today. The platinum price on this bank holiday in the United Kingdom is 8.56, which is down 2. And the palladium price, Greg Davies.
Up $10, $14.72.
The Brent crude oil price is $59.31, which is up 15. And if we go to the United States, where the futures market has been all over the place today, when I was speaking to David Shapiro earlier on today at 10 past 4, the S&P futures actually went more or less flat for the day. But at the moment, they are up 0.8%. The Dow Jones futures are up 2/3. The Dow Jones itself is up 0.8%, or 214 points better. And yeah, Greg, the volatility is unprecedented.
It's really, really difficult. I mean, I'm not one to quickly moan, but you sometimes see the market moving, and you're looking at all your media sources, your Bloomberg, listening to your pods, and just trying to work out what have I missed here, because the news flow, the things which can move the market, come so rapidly that you just got to try and stay on top of it, and it is so difficult, and especially watching things, almost the gold price sort of ticking either way. You think, if you see gold going up $5, you go, wow, what have I missed? It's got to be something bad, and obviously vice versa, something good. But, it's really getting tricky to stay on top of this.
Most viewed shares today, Steinhoff, Sibanye, DRD Gold, and Sasol. So it's Steinhoff, which is always the number one. I don't know why people keep on hanging on to this. I don't know who it is. But Sibanye, DRD Gold, and Sasol. Interesting. DRD Gold, haven't seen that up there for quite a while, up 6.2%.
Yeah, and I was talking to a client about it, really, and we were both saying, it's almost now the real rats and mice of the gold industry are starting to run. I mean, Durban Deep, they're basically just taking old mine dumps and reworking them. I mean, God bless them, and someone has to do it. But to qualify as sort of a gold mining player is quite difficult to imagine. I mean, it's still got a decent market cap, just under 5 billion, but the share price rocketing up 8% today, 7 rand and 6 cents. I do remember in the gold bull run that we had in the beginning of the 2000s, it went from like 5 rand to 50 rand. So it just shows you how powerful these gold bull markets can be, and rising tide lifting all boats there.
When you first started on the JSE, as it was then, the JSE, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, on Diagonal Street, DRD Gold was Durban Ruderport Deep, right?
That's the one.
Not DRD Gold.
No, it was Durban Ruderport Deep, yeah.
And it went to 50 rand a share at one stage.
Yes, it probably had a couple of, those type of moves over the last sort of 30, 40 years. Probably been listed for 80, 90 years in various forms and guises.
Yes.
But it just shows you, as you were going back to those days, there were so many gold shares listed, and the gold board, in those open outcry days, was where the real tough, hardened traders were, because you had the gold price moving around. These were too complicated things for us regular traders to understand. But that gold dealing pit was a fearsome place. You could basically try to bully you into selling your stock cheap or overpaying, most of the day.
You can make or break your reputation in that gold pit. On the top five today, according to sharenet.co.za, we've got Northam Platinum up 9.1%, Impala Platinum up 6.2% to 80 Rand 50, Greg. That must be a new high. We'll talk about that in a second. Harmony up 5.3%, Goldfields up nearly 4%, and Supergroup up 3.25%. Let's look at Implats, 6.2% higher, 80.50. That is a new recent high, is it not?
That is a high. Going back to, February, it was around 35 Rand. So, I mean, obviously, we know the story from October last year was about 17. Mm. But this is quite a powerful surge back, because it did have a pullback from around sort of 76, 77 back to around 72. And a lot of pundits were saying, well, that's been a wonderful run, but, you know, that's the end of that. And obviously, they came out and they paid off some of their debentures that were due, and they issued more shares, and everybody thought, well, maybe this is the end of the run. But today's surge, making those patient investors very happy, that's a big move for a big counter, 6% up. And as you say, that certainly must be a 52-week high for sure. And quite good value of trade there, just under 300 million rands worth of shares trading. So it's not one source really. It looks like some serious buyers have arrived.
On the downside, some dull companies. CAP down 4%, Redefine down 3.4%, Motus down 2.8%, Assor a 2.7% loser, and Sirius down 2.3%. I'm more excited about the upside than the downside today.
Yeah, this is a motley lot. Hard to find anything to talk about. I suppose, almost the two same in the same space. Supergroup are up 3% and the Motors down nearly 3%. So perhaps the market doing a switch out of the one into the other.
Do you think that, Mr. Chai, as we close this conversation before we go to the JSE indices, the closing prices on this first day of the new trading week, what have you gleaned from your Twitter sphere about what Mr. Trump has been up to? Because apparently he's in Biarritz, and he has to tell us, France. What's been going on?
Yeah. Look, I mean, I don't know if it's interesting, and it'll probably be forgotten about in 24 hours, but he did come out and say that his team had got a call from China's side saying, let's not sort this out on Twitter and in the public space. Let's sit down and come to some sort of agreement, which he then announced to the ever-waiting press.
But the Chinese Foreign Ministry said, we don't know what you're talking about. They said, we've had no call. There's been no call. I mean, Mr. Trump is not up at 3 in the morning European time. So what call is he talking about?
Yeah, he walked it back a little bit later in the day by saying, you know, it was very vague when a direct question was asked about it. But, I mean, that's all part of the fun of being in the markets with Trump running the show. You just never know what's going to happen next.
No, but he's on Air Force One now with Melania and going back to have some hamburgers and
there's
things.
Hopefully no signal there. He's got no Wi-Fi. Hopefully we can have 8 hours of peace.
But it is fun, isn't it? I mean, what can we do without Donald Trump?
The markets would have been so boring. It really would have been. This is proper excitement. Look, it agitated a lot of people, really. But it just shows you the real power of it. Just one throwaway line, like we've got a phone call from the Chinese side, and the Dow went from, the futures went from negative 200-300 to positive 200-300. So, you know, the power of that the man's wielding of the market's unprecedented.
I'd love to be his futures broker, my goodness me. I'd front run that deal every single time. Greg, the JSE indices, please, as we close this Monday.
Sure. The banks down 0.16. Financials down 0.39, industrials down 0.96, retailers down a quarter. Willys is reporting the 29th. It's going to be interesting. Gold index up 3.2%. Platts up 5.5%. That's all Impala's good work. Resources up 0.46. That left the all share down 0.34. 53,812. The turnover predictably low with the UK closed, 12.16 billion.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.